Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network, another edition of Scout and Rot with a look at the Kansas City-Cincinnati matchup, a really good-looking matchup that has all the playoff qualifications that we've seen in the past and may see again this year. We'll see. When Ja'Marr Chase was questionable against Tennessee last week, I wondered if they'd be extra cautious, hold him out, and fire him up for this week against the Chiefs, and we'll see how things develop there. Not sure where it's going to go. With Joe Mixon iffy and Tyler Boyd better served as a number three receiver, Chase can change the complexion of this Bengals offense. Look, they are in a division race. The Ravens are not running away from it. They're very vulnerable in their own right in a different way. If the Bengals can get healthy and get Mixon healthy and get Chase healthy, and we know with good protection, Joe Mixon can be the difference. I think that the Bengals are in better shape than even the Ravens are at quarterback because it opens up things in the passing game, whereas I think the Ravens are very limited in terms of their ability to throw the football and come back in games, although they're better running the football. We'll see how this matches up. Look, this Kansas City team is the better team. I think it's the team to beat in the AFC. We'll see if they can finish strong, finish healthy. But Mahomes is still MVP-like performances. They've got really good weapons. They do a good job utilizing their weapons. They make you account for a lot in both the run and pass game defensively against them. And defensively, they're playing good football that complement their offense well. It's as well-coached of a talented team as we're going to see, and they're very, very multiple. For example, the Eagles have been really good from their standpoint, but in what they do. But they're limited in terms of being a pass-first team. The Chiefs could be pass-first, pass to set up the run, run to set up the pass. They've got more versatility. So it's really interesting matchup in a challenge for Kansas City going on the road against a Bengal team that's trying to get back into last year's stretch run form. How does this matchup play out? Got further thoughts for you at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check us out over there and take advantage of our 50% discount. Also, ask you to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network where you can get all of our football show content. Now, for the route to victory on this one, let's head on over to our Vegas insiders.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting the Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati Bengals. KC, a two-point road favorite, opened at 3, was 1.5 for a while on Wednesday, sitting at 2. Total's been bet up to 53 from 51.5. Teams, ATS records, the Chiefs 3-7-1 overall, 3-2 on the road. 8-3 ATS for the Bengals overall, 3-1 on the home field. Both have been slight under teams, 6 out of 11 to the under for the Chiefs. The Bengals, 6 unders, 4 overs, 1 push on the total. Since he's on a 4-1 ATS run in this matchup at home, and the under has hit in 8 of the last 11 games, mention the Chiefs' ATS struggles, 0-7-1 run in their last 8 versus the conference, versus the AFC. Chiefs are 0-3-1 ATS in their last 4. However, 4-0 ATS in their last 4 in December, as the calendar turns. Under 6 straight versus teams with winning records for the Bengals, and the under in 9-1-1 in their last 11 versus the AFC. The Bengals are at a 6-0 ATS run on turf. Injuries, Juju Smith-Schuster questionable with an illness. Kadarius Toney questionable for Kansas City as well in the receiving core. And Bengals fans rejoice. Ja'Marr Chase probable with that hip injury. Joe Mixon still in concussion protocol. I'm leaning Chiefs here. Revenge spot for them with the AFC Championship game last year. Bengals won in Tennessee last week. Outside of that, they really don't have an impressive win this season. They've been playing a lot of your Atlantas, your Baltimores of the world. Not a lot impressive on there, so I want to see how they fare against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are a little bit more tested. I'll take Kansas City. And the trends tell us to go under for this game despite the line moving over. I like the under here, too. You know, quarterback excitement always raises those numbers up. I feel 53 is high. So I'm playing the Chiefs and playing the under in this one. More NFL previews, part of the Scout and the Route. You can find us on the Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been the Route to Victory in betting the Chiefs and Bengals.